A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky. This is punky.
Gooper, gooper. Shit on a stick.
Hey, this is indeed punky. And, fuck me, you lot are impatient.
Yeah.
We've just got some last-minute comments through before we've started doing this show.
Mm.
And,
on MySpace.
Yeah, on MySpace, which we will be talking about in a little while. That someone going, where's the show? Where's the show? I'm waiting for the show. Where's the show? And then we got one through from Cage saying, calm down, smacktards. We will be recommending that you look at our MySpace comments this week. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Scary music! For the simple reason that there's a big comment by Punkaid.
Yes.
And we definitely want you to check out Punkaid this week, because next week they're doing a big thing that we will be talking about later on. First of all, though, I just want a quick chat about a gig that's next Wednesday.
Yep.
Next Wednesday at the Town Mill in Mansfield, Chelsea, Riot Squad and Resistance 77 are playing. It's £6 in advance.
Yep.
£8 on the door. It's also the second anniversary of our other radio show, Punk and Disorderly. So we're going to be there, and yep, we're going to build a Marv Pignatta so that everyone can kill Marv. Because last year we nearly killed Marv personally.
Yeah.
And this year we'd just like to symbolically kill Marv.
Just to remember our first birthday.
Just to remember our first birthday, yeah.
And so yeah, we'll be there and we'll be at the bar.
And in honour of that fact, we're going to kick off tonight with a Chelsea track that I don't think we've played before. I don't think we've played it before.
Right, we have played Chelsea, but
we have. No. I don't think we played this one. Apologies if you've heard this song before on Punky.
Yeah.
We're not doing it on purpose. But it's from their latest album, Faster, Cheaper and Better Looking. You can find out more about them at CaptainOi.com. They will also be in our MySpace Top 8, which I think is fair enough.
Yep.
As hopefully with all the bands this week, there'll be more information about the rest of them as the show goes on. Word of the week we will do after the first song. We've got a phrase of the week from the lovely Laura.
Okay.
Laura, your phrase of the week is superb. We will be dealing with it after this. This is Chelsea. This is Sod the War.
Sophia, so
the war. That's Chelsea. What excellent advice.
Yeah.
What excellent advice that is. It's Punky. You've tuned in. Thank you so much.
Yes.
This is Punk Poco and his crazy business. He's in the band called Axminster, Scottish Godland, and the Numbskulls. And not only are they on our MySpace page, but they've been leaving comments that are quite funny as well.
They've been using Goopa Goopa on other side, on other people's ones now.
You sound really quiet, man.
Sorry.
Oh, that's just because I've turned my headphones down. All right. Which
yeah.
I'm now gonna turn up. That's better. Okay. I don't care if they're raging through your ears.
Bastard.
Hey, right.
So deaf are you?
We have got quite deaf. I'm old.
Yeah.
We've got, and I've been to a lot of fucking gigs.
This is true.
We've got a fantastic, in my opinion, fantastic phrase this week, the phrase of the week. Mm. And then there's even an example of usage, which I'm very pleased about as well. I'm just going to read out this other thing first. This came through on a MySpace message, and it said, did it? No, this might have come through... Oh, it doesn't matter. This might have come through as an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com,
mm-hmm.
I think, right? It goes, even though I'm a bit afraid I'll be made to look the fool on your show, here goes. I work in the shipping department of my company, and I came across a road name a while ago I thought you'd appreciate. The road is called King Fuck Street and is in Hong Kong. I personally prefer to imagine it as the main road of Fishtown.
Yeah.
Nice one, Pete, we like it. I think from now on we should reside on King Fuck Street in Fishtown. How about that?
Yeah.
It says, also, I've thought of a way to express your feelings towards Cannibal Cow.
Okay.
Everyone has an arsehole. They've just taught theirs to use the computer. Now,
I like it.
Now, I do have to explain that we were hoping to have a bit of a Cannibal Cow special this week.
Yeah.
Because I've been building up all this stuff with this guy out of the band called Shu. And then there's this other guy, Donnie, who appears to be a cracking lad, who said that he was going to send us some stuff anyway. He did send us some stuff anyway, and it's a really good thing they've done. But it isn't Cannibal Cow.
No.
They've tried to pull a fast one on us. It's fair enough. It's a really good thing, and they've cut up a lot of the things we did from last week's show. And they've done a really nice bit. They've edited it beautifully, but they've put it over the theme to Benny Hill. And the problem is that the theme to Benny Hill isn't pod safe. So we can't play it.
No.
But so that you know, Cannibal Cow, and so the rest of you know, we're not avoiding playing it. We would love to, and we might be able to put it on our MySpace page.
Maybe.
So that you can hear it at least. But we can't play it on this show.
No. Maybe they can put it on theirs.
Maybe they could put it on theirs. Maybe they'll let us know. Cannibal Cow, get in touch. Let us know whether you can maybe put that thing on your page. We could put it on the MySpace page, can't we?
Yeah.
We can just play it, can't we?
Or can we?
You are. You're a bastard lazy man. But yeah, it is a fantastic bit. To be fair to them, what we've got planned, we can't do because we can't play that bit.
No. Nope.
But we would like some Cannibal Cow music. You know, if you don't want to fucking send us it, fair enough. We're not going to ask again.
Nope.
That's it. That's the last time. If you'd like to send us it, we would like to play it. And we would like to play the other thing, but it isn't there. You see, we're reasonable people. Total Talk Nonsense. We're reasonable people. We'll be coming on to Total Talk Nonsense later. The other thing that I've got is now time for Phrase of the Week. This has come through from Laura, who is our MySpace friend. And it says, this is what you can call complete twats. Sack sandwich. I like it. And she's given us an example. He's a right fucking sack sandwich. And then it says, I love Punky. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Is Laura the one who left the really, really, really dodgy comment in the pictures on MySpace?
I don't know what you're talking about. What dodgy comment and what pictures?
There's something about me sleeping with my mum.
Is there?
I'm sure that was by Laura.
Oh, was it?
It was really out of order.
Well, I like
quite
that.
Quite worrying.
Maybe Laura's a bit of a fucking sack sandwich. We're not sure.
She might let us know.
Anyway. She might do. There's a new feature that we're doing later on in the show called Poetry Corner. I'll explain why later on, but I'd like you to crack on with Podcast Alley comments, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Now, I will just explain that podcastalley.com, there's two things we want you to vote for. It's a new month. Mm-hmm. We want you to vote for us. The easiest way to do it is just to go to punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
We'd also like you to vote for Pod Riot, which we're part of.
Yes.
And Pod Riot is in the top 10 because it's 6 podcasts and they're all getting... Everyone can vote for them. They've got a load of fucking votes. It's great. They're in the top 10. And if we can keep them in the top 10, we'll get more listeners through it.
Yep.
So it's worth it. If you're a fan of Punky, spend a few minutes, go to podcastalley.com and vote for us. Leave a comment. Good comments get read out.
Yep.
As they're about to by you, Mr. Tony.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Podcast Alley comments. This is from Swanson Dale. Says, your fans aren't only bedwetting, booger-flicking, illiterate preteens. Your show takes me back to 1982 and driving my friend and his broken arm to the emergency room from a Circle Jerk show. Awesome. Dale, North Carolina, USA.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Nice.
Okay, this one. Reminds me of all the banter on my all-time favourite TV show, Blackadder. This show is so funny, I often have to pause it so I can stop laughing and hear them again. The people at work look at me funny. Okay.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whale omelette.
But they can all slap my bell end because this is Punky.
Hey.
Great show, you Wallis. You two are funnier than Aunt Betsy's box. That's some Uno Chateau.
Which is a nice phrase, as funny as Aunt Betsy's box.
Where did that come from?
Have we discussed that before?
No.
Don't know. It's up there with Sack Sandwich. We'll see how the show goes on.
Okay.
It might get mentioned a bit.
What? Another one. Hell yeah! I must say, despite my immense scepticism, you wankpots have managed to mother this scad to a level of unadulterated greatness. Keep up the good work, you two. Paul, you rock fucking socks, man. You really do. And Tony, well, yeah. Good work, both of you. Greg from dot dot dot. So I got cut off. That's from GJT.
Thank you, GJT.
He's right, of course.
Hmm.
It's like Bottom meets Blackadder. That's another one.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, not really, but it's top banter from two piss mops. It's super funny, almost as funny as Aunt Betsy's box. Seriously, they don't care if you listen, but you should anyways, because these dudes bring the funny. Septic go! Again, from Bruno Chateau.
Oh, really? Was that another comment for
him? Yeah.
I fucked up there, haven't I?
I think that's because it's a new month.
We've made it an Uno Chateau special.
Yeah. Where did he come from? They just seem to have... from nowhere.
I think he came from Turtle Talk Nonsense.
It's certainly on their forum, which I don't visit anymore. Another one.
Ooh.
Hey, Goopa Goopa Englishman, with a song in your hearts and twinkle in your eye, a major league tackle in your M&S's. Sorry, I mean lily-livered, yellow-trousered, shit-your-pants, scared-a-girlies.
Nearly.
Keep it up. You rock. That's some ADS 12.
ADS 12?
ADS 12, ADZ12.
Is that ABS who is 12? Or
mate, probably.
Our listeners are getting younger.
Oh, God. There you go.
So that's it. That's the five, is it?
Yep, so don't forget, you can vote for us. There's a link at the top of our site, punkyradio.com. It says important, vote for us.
And please do. We know that we go on about it, but it's really important to us.
Yeah.
Because we're not just competing with the piss mop Hawaiians now.
No.
We've got the crybaby emo kids who are coming out of nowhere.
Suddenly shot right up there.
Not sure about them.
But the piss mop Hawaiians have added us as friends on our MySpace page now.
Yeah, well, you know.
We finally made it.
If you can't beat them, join them. So, look, I want to talk about Punkade.
Okay.
Punkade 2006, celebrating 30 years of punk rock. It's at the Metro Club and the 100 Club on Oxford Street. And when is it, Paul? It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th of April.
Yes.
So it's next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you are in the London area and you can go, you must go. I'm just going to read it out. It's a fundraising organisation for the Bluebird charity, which helps children with cerebral palsy. Since Punkade started in 1998, it's been a bit of a bumpy ride, but no one expected fundraising for charity to be easy, and they are fully committed to putting in the effort to enable others to benefit from the music we all love. As a charity, they rely on the goodwill and support of all those involved, so it's essential to gather as much support as possible. Please do go to the festival if you can do. Things to do at Punkade. You can enjoy the bands, music, visit the stalls, we'll be coming onto the stalls shortly, and grab yourself a bargain and a Punkade keepsake. Do a bit of celebrity spotting, because they do get some famous people go to these things as well. And you can even get interviewed for Punkade websites, TV, or whatever else is happening. There's also the ongoing big punk rock quiz of the year. It's just going to be great, man. It's on Oxford Street, you know? It's
right.
Like if you're outside of London, you go to the heart of London, go to the famous 100 Club for three nights and see the following. Well, Monday night is at the Metro and is Rubella Ballet, TV Smith and the Adverts, Sense of Humour, Age of Chaos, Eastfield and Fat Sue. Tuesday is Bottle Job, New York Scum Haters, The Chaotics, Menace, who are former Lee Singer Oddie, friend of the show,
okay,
and The Business, Oi Punk Legends. Wednesday night, the Seminoles, Dirty Love, who we've played on the show before, The Fallen Leaves, The Ordinaries, Spiz Energy. Where is Captain Kirk? You want to... Wednesday night's great. And Thursday night, The Anoraks, The Zips, Fire Exit, I've Got a Wheelchair, Out of Control.
Oh, they did that,
yeah,
did they?
The Straps, who we're about to play, and Sham 69. It's just absolutely brilliant. Get down there. I think it's about 10 quid a night, but look, it's worth it. Really, really good. There were some others. If you happen to be a stall holder who visits festivals and things, there's still time for you to get your stall on at the 100 Club, which is Tuesday to Thursday, not at the Metro Bar. And you need to get in touch with Una Punkaid at hotmail.com. Una is spelled O-O-N-A-G-H, Punkaid at hotmail.com, or myspace.com/Punkaid. Just visit our page. They put a massive comment all about the show, and they're permanently in our top 8 as well.
Yeah.
It's a great thing that we want to support. We're busy tonight, aren't we? We've got lots of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Lots of gigs. So, should we do the next track?
Yes.
Let's do the next track. The Straps are one of the bands that are playing on the Thursday night at Punkaid at the 100 Club next week. Let's hear from the title track of The Straps, The Punk Collection. Find out more about them at CaptainOi.com. I'm going to try and stick them on our MySpace page if I can find them.
Right.
But we've got 800 MySpace friends now. It takes me ages bloody finding them. But it's great, and thank you so much for adding us. All of you who have. This is The Straps, and Just Can't Take Any More. It's Punky. Good, honest, no-nonsense punk rock.
Yeah.
And I love it. Wah! Hey, you got it at the same time. Well done, man. Fucking brilliant. Try and get to Punkaid next week. I can't go.
No.
Because I'm doing something else fucking mental that we'll talk about in a bit. Latest MySpace comments.
Okay.
We give you lots of chances to get in touch with the show. You can email paulieb@punkyradio.com. You can email tony@punkyradio.com if you have an is a twat, which we somehow don't this week,
no,
don't
no,
we? But
no,
we'll talk
no
about that in a bit.
Week.
Or you can send us a MySpace message, or you can leave a comment.
Yes.
On our profile, on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Here goes then. These are the top 5. Punky. Hotter than a freshly fucked fox in a furiously flaming forest fire at a fiesta on a Freaky Friday night.
Nice.
That's from Richie Sick. Thank you, Richie. That's a beauty. You fucking sack sandwich.
That's fantastic.
That's funnier than Aunt Betsy's box. Outstanding show this week. From last week. When Tony was relating his tale of the flat tire, I was reminded of a recent film, Wolf Creek. Perhaps you saw it. About a group of youngsters in a broken down auto being helped by a psycho in the Australian outback. Needless to say, I am very happy Tony did not meet the same fate. Thanks for a great show. It's a tremendous outlet to listen to here at work, especially since I'm surrounded by an office filled with more piss mops than a janitor's closet at a Scottish soccer match. Open brackets. Oh, I'm sorry. You blokes refer to it as football. Close brackets. Cheers. That's some 1 inch from a midget. Thank you.
Cool.
I've been in Scotland this weekend. Talk about that in a bit. I was wondering... Oh, this one is from Daisy. Mm-hmm. And it says, I was wondering who was number 666 of your friends, as discussed, Kim Jong-il. Quite chuffed about that. and then, look, she's written us something that says, to the tune of Daisy Daisy.
Right.
Funny that I should have been mentioning Daisy Daisy earlier.
Yeah.
I started a round of that in the Hofbrauhaus in Munich.
And I wasn't familiar with the song. But, yeah.
Oh, of course you are. Here goes. Punky, Punky, how I love you. I've gone off crazy from listening to you. I love the music and talk, especially when Paul says cork. And it's really neat and super sweet because it comes out every week. Daisy. It's nice, isn't it?
When you say cork.
Well, it's cock, but
cock. Oh, cork.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but you go talk and talk, cock. In American, it'll work.
That's true.
In proper language, doesn't. next one. This one's from Word Whore from Air Out My Shorts. I listened to their show this week,
mm-hmm.
and I liked it very much.
He is a twat, though, isn't he?
Hey, you keep saying that. You keep saying that.
I do.
Yeah. Well, I thought the same thing started again, then, but it hadn't. Here goes. I just listened to Total Talk Nonsense, and I must say I'm hurt and deeply offended. I insist that Tony's arsehole calls into my show immediately, now that I know Paulie's balls are flopping all around the globe and have never even attempted a call into us. Up to my own fishiness in Fishtown. Whore.
Whore.
She must be on King Fuck Street. King Fuck Street, Fishtown. That's where I would love to be able to, when we ask bands to send us CDs, because we don't play MP3s on the show, we only play CDs, ideally factory CDs, because we want to sell stuff. For the bands.
Yeah.
That's why. There's no point in giving us an MP3 that people can't buy. That's why, right? Mm. And I would love it if I could say, yes, the address you have to send it to is Paul B. Edwards, Punky, 69 King Fuck Street, Fishtown, Sherwood Forest.
Oh,
I wonder if we could get a P.O. box or something where we could just make the address up as long as it had the P.O. box. Oh, it doesn't matter.
As long as it's P.O. box 69, we don't care.
Yeah. P.O. box 69, King Fuck Street. And the last one. Oi, oi, Punky, you Marmite farming fucktards. I just started listening to Punky and believe it to be the dog's bollocks. Can you mention me on the show and I will keep listening and spread the word as much as I can. Keep up the good work, you crotch pheasants.
Right.
Switchblade.
Nice.
Crotch pheasants. Well, there you go, mate. We have mentioned you.
Yes.
How about that? Do you want to talk about something while I sort out the next one?
Yeah, so don't forget, people, we have a segment called Is a Twat, but no one has emailed this week, so we haven't got one. If you need to...
What a bunch of sack sandwiches!
Bastards. Fucking hell. Send it right to Fishtown, or whatever, King Fuck Street. If you have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I need to know the twat, his name, or her name, where they're from, and a reason for the twat nomination. So, yeah, please do that. And it has to be emailed to me. Don't post it on MySpace. Don't post it on Podcast Alley, because I don't check them. So email me.
Make sure you email tony@punkyradio.com.
Yep.
With your is a twat, for all your is a twat needs.
Here's me.
We have kind of got an is a twat this week. I interviewed James Stevenson from Chelsea on our other show.
Oh, are you?
And I let him keep going. I think I dealt with when he said twat live on air quite well.
Yeah.
I sensed something bad was coming and just started going... Oh. So you didn't hear it that well. But James Stevenson of Chelsea has basically accused Brian Ferry's son of being a twat because he's in favour of fox hunting. Well, James... If your rabbits had died last week, you'd been in favour of it too.
So are we.
So I have to say, James Stevenson from Chelsea is a twat. You weren't expecting that, were you, James? Now then, next song is by a band called Slide Shaker, right? Now, the reason that we're playing Slide Shaker this week is because on Sunday, after a very busy weekend I will already have had, I'm flying to Amsterdam... So I can see two of my favourite Finnish bands. Now, only through a show called Punky, could you end up having more than one favourite Finnish band anyway, or even knowing a Finnish band? But two of my favourites, because I like quite a few, and they're both from Turku, and we've got a third band that have come through from Turku as well that we'll be playing in future weeks.
Yep.
Sweatmaster and Slide Shaker are doing a smallish European tour to publicise Sweatmaster's new single, which is the last thing we're playing on this show. Slide Shaker support them. It's in Haarlem. It's at Patronaat in Haarlem, and it's on Wigan on Sunday night. They're most of the tours in Germany, I think. You can find out more about both bands at badafro.dk. And I was going to play Heartbeat Baby, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to play Bones, because that was the last single from Slide Shaker, and I don't think we've played that on the show, have we? It was so long ago anyway that a lot of our new listeners wouldn't have heard it if we had played it before. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'll be this weekend, and that's why I can't go to Punkaid next week, because I get back on Tuesday morning. So Punky will be a day, well, not about,
no, it'll be about 7-8 hours
it'll
late.
Be about half a day late next week.
Yeah,
not like Total Talk Nonsense is four days late. Oh, bloody, but that was great, because that meant we got the chance to hear their show before.
Yeah,
we did ours.
You listened this afternoon, didn't you?
I listened this afternoon, yeah, and we will be talking about them briefly. I think that's fair enough. Yeah, alright, so next song then. This is Bones. This was Slide Shaker's last single. I'll be seeing them on Sunday night. If you're in the general Low Countries area, maybe you ought to come down as well, because it's going to be a fucking brilliant night. And the proper Mrs. Edwards is also going, as is my mate Felix and his fiance Charlie.
And I'm staying at home washing my pants.
You're staying at home because we didn't invite you, because you're a fucking gooseberry.
Because I'm single.
And it's a couple's
it's a
thing.
Disability.
Yeah, although if you choose to travel independently, Tony, I'm not going to stop you. This is Bones. Good. This is Slide Shaker. Slide Shaker and Bones. I love that. It's really real, grungy, dirty, nasty. I like it.
Yeah. It's kind of got a nice drive to it.
It has got a nice drive to it. Rather like my house, which has just had a new drive.
Yeah.
It's got a lovely, lovely drive to it. Right then, it's time to get stuck in now, really.
Okay.
Where should we start? You haven't said much this show. Go on.
No, I don't know. I haven't got really anything to say this week. I don't know why.
Yo, you will have, don't worry. All right, I'll tell you about my Scottish experience then.
Yep.
Scottish, fucking great. Went up to Scotland, flew up to Scotland on Friday, do some gigs in Edinburgh. And it's easy just to say it like that so they fucking know. Hey. Can you tell me the way to Luga Baruga?
Local joke.
Went up there, flew up. I had every intention of getting my dictaphone out on stage and getting 300 Scots to say Purple Burger Alarm.
Yeah.
Thought it would have been brilliant. Battery's fucking flat, wasn't it?
Fucker.
Gutted. Gutted. The next time I'm there, Scotland, I promise to bring it with me.
Yeah. Your dictaphone got loads of use in the park, and we couldn't. Oh.
Shame.
The fabled Lost podcast. Anyway,
the thing is, they've banned smoking in Scotland.
Yes.
Right? They banned it in public places.
That's recent,
inside,
isn't it?
Yeah. They brought it in on Monday just to coincide with my visit. Right? Fucking wankers. Right? And it's hilariously funny because the upshot of it, some very funny things have happened, not just to me, but in Scotland, about this since last Monday, because they've been dedicated smokers for fucking years. I think they gave it to the Native Americans,
right,
and then Walter Raleigh brought it back. Oh, yeah, we will tell you who Guy Fawkes is in a bit as well. So I thought, shit, if I can't smoke at the gig or anything, I'm going to have to smoke somewhere. So I requested a smoking room in the hotel that they were booking for me, which is a really nice hotel, and it's right across the road from the venue, Jongleur's great venue, etc. Right? And not only did they get me a smoking room, but because they've kind of got rid of all of them, they upgraded me to a business suite.
Ooh.
For £68 a night, which is paid for by the other people, but
yeah,
you pay for it up front, they give you the money back.
Got you.
But yeah, for £68 a night, I got this queen-size, super massive bed in this huge room with another room off it with room for a casino table and a beautiful massive bathroom. It's like an executive suite.
Nice.
With an ashtray.
And when, have a minibar as well?
Yeah, but, mate,
they pay for
you
that,
don't need the minibar when you're getting free beer at the gig, which I was. Fucking magic, right? When I checked in, the two girls on reception, I've requested a smoking room. They said, we know, just started laughing. And they said, we've had to upgrade you. In fact, if you don't mind, we might actually come up to your room for a fag later on.
Here we go.
I'm going, I'm sorry.
Story's going well.
I'm sorry, I'm married. I'm afraid I can't do that, right? Anyway, went down the gig the first night. Had a fucking great gig. Really, really good fun. And there were loads of stag do's and hen do's there. And there was one hen do from Cheltenham. There are loads of them. There's fucking loads of them, right? And they were a really good laugh, and I had a chat with them afterwards. And I said, "How long are you here for?" etc. And they were all just going, "We thought you were great. We really like the songs and all that. It's cool." And in one of my songs, I have the phrase "pilchard custard," right? Me and the 6'7" Australian Colin Cole, who was one of the other acts on the bill, got heartily smashed on free beer, and I wobbled out there about 4 o'clock in the morning. Having got down there at 8, not bad work, right? The next day, I went to the gig. It was great fun. And what I found was that loads and loads of people were in the breaks coming out for a smoke, right? And my mate Brendan, who was one of the comics on, has always been massively anti-smoking. And I said, mate, you know, it's a load of fucking bollocks. He's saying it'll free up NHS beds. It won't. The smokers will live longer. If we have to give up smoking, we'll live longer and we'll still be using the beds, but we're using them for longer because we'll die slower deaths. Whereas smokers die young, horrible, quick coughing deaths. Fact, right?
Also,
All the tax you guys pay.
All the tax that smokers
NHS pay. NHS has to be closed down.
Yeah, the NHS has to be shut down because everyone would have stopped smoking. But no one seems to do this. It's the fucking nanny state in Britain that they've got to look after you and everything's got to be all right and freedom of choice is going out the fucking window.
Careful, we're getting a bit political.
I don't care. Okay. All right, yeah, good. All right. So he said, oh, yeah, but it'll be great. Anyway, the next day I said to him, listen, Brent, I've got to be honest with you. This not smoking in public places is brilliant. He went, why? I said, I've never had so much exercise or fresh air as I had yesterday. I was running up and down those stairs and getting loads of fresh air while I was smoking. I'll probably live to be 120. Yeah. And I'm going to make sure I die a really, really slow death. And I'll take up at least one bed. So fuck them.
Right. Fair enough.
Some stories that have come out of Scotland in the week since they banned smoking in public places. Story number one. A lorry driver in Scotland did a 110-mile round trip just to have a fag in his cab because they can't even smoke inside their... inside.
Oh, because it's their place of business or something.
It's their place of business. Oh, and he actually drove over the border into England just to have a smoke, right, which is fucking great. There was some Scottish people who were outside having a fag when I was there. They were sort of going, pop, bugger on, pop, oh, I can't do it, Captain. Right, and... they said, oh, this is fucking wee shite, like, and because they were Irish, right, and as well. And I said, oh, I think you'll find south of the border we're smoking with impunity. That really wound them up. I go, yes, after this weekend, I might just chain a fucking load of them in Carlisle or somewhere, right? What I think is they're probably going to end up having to have ashtrays all the way along Hadrian's Wall. I think that's the most sensible thing. Okay. They'll finally have a use for it again. And once the ashtray... If they never empty the ashtrays, eventually the wall will get so big that Scotland will be shut again and we'll be protected from the Picts. last story about this, and this is fantastic. There was a 61-year-old female juror had to apologise to the judge after a rape trial last week, right? Because... she was overheard saying, just as the jury was sent off to decide whether the alleged rapist was guilty or not, and thankfully, the guy was let off, right? But right. Just as they were walking into the room where the 12 angry men, fucking hell, man, they're going to be angry if they can't smoke, right? She was overheard saying, if they don't let me have a smoke in here, this fucker's got no chance. Fucking great. And like after the trial she had to go up and formally apologise to the judge for her comments.
Alright.
Fucking great. Yeah, I was saying, last thing was, right, Scotland. Those of you who've never been to Scotland, this is what Scotland's like, right? It rains every fucking day, it's freezing cold, their national drink is whiskey, and as we know, whiskey's an angry drink. You combine those three things, those fuckers are highly strung. They don't need to get put under any more pressure than not be allowed to have a fag when things get a bit tense. Scotland will revolt.
Yeah.
Wales is revolting, but Scotland will revolt. I don't mean that. I love South Wales, especially. So that's that, then. Total talk nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should mention briefly.
Okay.
I would just like to say thank you so much for devoting so much of your show this week to the podcast known as Punky and to a rather interesting debate on whether I have balls or a vagina. Seeing as both of them somehow phoned into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed they didn't use Skype.
No. You could hear clearly what you were saying.
Yes, that's right. And I would just like to say thank you so much for spending all the time on us that you have done. It's a great advert for us. Re the discussions concerning us on the forums, though. I don't really think someone else's podcast is the place for me to discuss... my activities on a forum, because we've got bigger fish to fry. Fuck them.
Yeah, and I don't go to forums anymore, but that's just because
you don't go to forums
on
anymore.
Nothing to do with John Scott. Because I still like them.
Because everybody picks on you.
It's all the arguments. Can't be arsed with it. I've got fucking life to lead. Well, I say life. I started drinking again.
Well done. Yeah, you got
fucking
you got
10 days.
Up. You got mosh up.
Last night I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost about 10 days on the old wagon. Didn't last. Couldn't do it.
And
I started thinking straight.
What happened when you got pissing?
I just went to a local gig, just got pissed and passed out last night. Woke up about 12 o'clock and went to sleep. It's great.
Cool. Yeah. That was it?
I was just saying I fell off the wagon.
Because I did say I'm doing it for a month.
Yeah.
And no, it didn't happen.
Completely ridiculous.
I really did think I could do it. But then I thought, what's the point?
What is the fucking point?
Mm.
What's the point of not drinking?
Exactly.
It's the it's the ideal accompaniment for a cigarette. That's the thing.
I should start smoking as well. My bass is giving up smoking.
I think you should. I didn't know your bass smoked.
Yeah, he's giving up. Well, he's given up now.
No, that's a fair
point. I thought I should start smoking because it's cool.
It is, mate.
Yeah.
I look different class with a fag on.
Definitely, man. At the Chavs gig, at our last gig in our covers band.
You had toy cigarettes.
I had toy candy cigarettes. But afterwards, people says, you know, it really suits you. Seriously, people were saying, you really should smoke. Like, thanks.
Did a girl say that to you?
No, it's bad.
That would have been fantastic, because they always say, you think it's big and it's clever and it looks sexy, but it's not. And smoking is a revolting habit, by the way.
Yeah.
I do think it's a bit clever.
But it's cool.
Yeah, but...
It's almost as clever as swearing.
Almost.
And I'm swearing off.
Almost. But it's also almost as funny as Aunt Betsy's box, your sack sandwich.
So, yeah, where did that come from, Aunt Betsy's box?
Fuck knows. Cannot remember. Oh, but we've got to say, mucho Gustav, thank you for giving us Crown.
Yes.
Yes. Is there anything else we have to do before the last song? There's not, is there? That's about it, isn't it?
No, I think, yeah. Oh, about poetry. Oh, yeah, the new bit.
Oh, Poetry Corner!
Yeah, because we've got a new section this year. I mean, I suggested get Tony a date, but that pound didn't take off.
This is fucking brilliant. New feature, right? Last week, was it last week? Week before last, when I did the rabbit poem?
Two episodes ago, I think. Maybe two or three. I think it was the Fishtown one, wasn't it? Two episodes ago.
It was the Fishtown one, yeah. I did a poem called Your Bunny or Your Life.
Yeah.
That I did at the end of the thing. I got a couple of emails asking me where it's from, who wrote it, etc. I wrote it when I was 17 or 18. And I actually started off my performing career as a poet.
Yeah.
And by the time I was 20, I'd written about 500 poems. Some of which were quite funny. Some of it, frankly, was shite. But since I've done that poem, I've noticed we've started getting people sending us poems on MySpace comments and messages and emails to paulieb@punkyradio.com, and they didn't happen before. So quite clearly it might be newer listeners who've just heard the poem at the end and thought, oh, I've got a poem for them, I'd like to write them a poem.
Which is cool.
Which is brilliant.
I used to write poetry when I was 17, 18, yeah. They were so pretentious and shit.
Oh, you see, mine as a rule weren't. Mine did tend to be short and funny and rhymed and all that.
I was right up my own arse.
Oh, poor well, makes a change.
Shut your fucking face.
So, what we'd like to do is, and I'm hoping to get some music for it at some point, but we're going to start doing Poetry Corner at some point in the show, but I don't know when at some point in the show, just at some point, right? So, if you would like to submit a poem to us, probably the best way to do it is to email paulieb@punkyradio.com. But just to see how the feature goes, you can get in touch with us any way you like and send us a poem. And the first, because we've had three or four this week, but the one I've picked out, because we're only going to do one each week.
Okay.
The one I've picked out is actually from Jackie Vixen, who is the lead singer of Devilish Presley.
Oh, right.
Who we played on the show a couple of weeks back. And she sent us a little poem. Now, what's interesting about this is that this was on the... Oh, where are we here? Oh, because it's bloody American, bloody dating, isn't it? I thought, hang on, 4th of Feb? It was on the 2nd of April. And but it was at 9:10 in the morning.
Right.
This came through. Is that American time?
I think it's... our time.
That's our time,
I think,
isn't it?
It's whatever the profile is set to, because it's on our it was on MySpace page, wasn't it?
So she wrote this, or she submitted this at 9:10 in the morning. Jackie Vixen, I respect you for this. Here goes. Paul and Tony are tossers. They swear and talk bollocks all night, but on Punky they play Devilish Presley, so we think these two cunts are all right. What a lovely little poem. Thanks, Jackie. That's fucking magic. Right, last song.
This feature's going to take off, you know.
Yeah, it will. I'm sure it will. Last song. Okay. This is the new singer from Sweatmaster, my all-time favourite band from Turku in Finland.
And you'll be seeing them at the weekend?
I will be seeing them on Sunday night, along with Slideshaker. This is from the album Tom Tom Bullet. And the single also features a video for it, which is absolutely brilliant as well.
Cool.
And you might be able to see the video on their website. Now, be careful. Sweatmaster.net is the one you want.
Yeah.
Sweatmaster.com is in Finnish.
Right.
And it might be a little bit confusing for your average punky listener.
But we have MySpace them up, haven't we? We've added them all.
We have MySpace them up. They will be on our top 8 I can't remember their MySpace address, but they'll be on our top 8. You'll be able to find them. Or sweatmaster.net, or, of course, badafro.dk, as in Dead Kennedys. Cool. As in Denmark, in fact.
All right.
That's why. Badafro.dk. Thank you very much, Lars, for letting us play all this brilliant stuff. This is great, isn't it? This is just a great track. This is Sweatmaster. This is Good Looks, Big Deal. That's more like it.
Mm.
That is Good Looks, Big Deal. That's by Sweatmaster. That's out next week, I think. And I will be seeing... I didn't finish... You've just said, while that song was on, that I didn't finish the bloody...
Scottish.
The Scottish story about the hen do.
Yes.
Right, so I say pilchard custard in my act. They saw me on the Friday night.
Mm.
On the Saturday night, I went down there again, got free beer again, and was out having a smirk. And towards the end of the... night, and I'm having a chat with the two doormen out there, because they said this whole no-smoking thing is ridiculous, because doormen who don't smoke are going to die of passive smoking, because there's a load of geezers around the door all night smoking fags now, right? Nobody thought of that, did they?
No.
No, sir. I'm having a chat with them. I don't know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning or something. We're all pretty leathered. Not the doormen, obviously. And suddenly I hear this, pilchard custard. And from on the horizon, the entire hen do started stampeding towards me, shouting pilchard custard. And they'd got those fucking deanie bopper things on their heads with the red red flashing cocks on them. And they just attacked me. I was surrounded.
Mm.
And next thing you know, they're taking the deanie boppers off and they're just sticking all these tiny little cocks in my face and kissing me and hugging me, going, "We love you. We've been saying pilchard custard all day." I'm fighting them off. Fuck off me. And they tried to get me to go on to this nightclub called Espionage.
Right.
But I didn't think I'd get free beer in there.
No.
I went, "Sorry, girls. A, I'm married." Which they had noticed, to be fair. They said they weren't just being friendly.
Yeah.
I said, "A, I'm married, and B, I'm not going to get free beer up there." And they disappeared into the night, shouting pilchard custard around Edinburgh. So,
beautiful.
It must have caught on. And when we do our self-publicity episode,
yes,
I will play the song that's on.
Yeah, and my album, I say we did a pre-mix on Saturday night, our first mix of the album, so I listened to it, and it's coming on. It's all right.
Good.
It's going to exist.
Good. Well, there'll be more of
that in future weeks.
Next week, yeah. Thank you very much for listening to Punky. Please, please, please try and support Punkade.
Yes.
And the easiest way to do that is just to go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Punkade is in the top 8. and they've left a big comment explaining about next week's festival, all on there. Those of you who are in Holland or Belgium, I might see you. Hope I do. That'd be brilliant. At Sweatmaster next week.
Yeah.
If not, make sure next Wednesday you get to the Tamworth in Mansfield if you can.
For our two-year anniversary of our normal radio show.
Our two-year anniversary featuring Chelsea. It's not ours, but we've made it ours. Featuring Chelsea, Riot Squad and Resistance 77.
Yeah.
We've played all the bands on this show, I think, but it's just going to be fucking great. We're going to have a great time. It's £6 in advance from the Town Mill. We've got the Town Mill on our MySpace. I might try and...
add them top eight.
I might try and get them on the top eight if I can find them. If there's room. Well, they'll be taking the place of Cannibal Cow.
Well, it's townmill.com, but yes.
Yes,
yeah,
townmill.com. Find out. Is it? Or .co.uk?
It's .com.
Townmill.com to find out more. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
This is a music podcast from Minnesota.
Gary Holstead.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Gary talks too fucking much.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You can check out my show, The Independent Stream, at independentstream.podomatic.com.
Oh, trippy noise.
There is no payola.
Man, fuck the mainstream.
And no corporate swan.
Those are the goddamn leeches killing the music business.
It's The Independent Stream.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.